USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The U.S. is closely monitoring the situation after a group of men dressed in combat attire opened fire Friday in a crowded theater in Moscow. National Security spokesman John Kirby stated uncertainty regarding any link between this attack at a popular concert hall and the preceding U.S. advisory urging Americans to leave Russia due to intelligence indicating an imminent extremist threat.
But I don't think we're at this early hour we can make a link between the shopping mall attack and political motivations. I think we need more time and we need to learn more information.
There are reports of at least 40 deaths and more than 100 injured. A Gaza ceasefire resolution backed by the U.S. has been rejected following a vote at the U.N. Security Council Friday. Both Russia and China opposed the resolution, which cautioned against an Israeli military operation in Rafah and strongly denounced restrictions hindering aid access to the Gaza Strip. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene is advocating for the removal of House Speaker Mike Johnson from his position. Greene has submitted a motion to remove Johnson from the speakership because of his endorsement of a government spending bill exceeding $1 trillion. The social media company founded by former President Trump is set to become publicly traded through a merger. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation granted approval on Friday for the merger with Trump Media and Technology Group, the owner of the Truth Social platform. Trump's ownership in the merged company would encompass about 80 million shares valued at around $3 billion. Kate, the Princess of Wales, has revealed in a video message on Friday that she has been diagnosed with cancer.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present.
She is undergoing chemotherapy. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
The University of Missouri student who went missing has been discovered in a Nashville river. Authorities confirmed Friday morning that the body found in the Cumberland River is indeed Riley Strains. The 22-year-old had last been seen on March 8th when he was escorted out of Luke Bryan's downtown Nashville bar. Police said there were no signs of foul play or trauma to the body. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned against an Israeli military intervention in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, highlighting the potential for increased isolation of Israel. Speaking to reporters before leaving Israel, Blinken disclosed engaging in a candid discussion with senior officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He emphasized that a ground operation in Rafah could result in additional civilian casualties and exacerbate the already dire humanitarian conditions in the Gaza Strip. The skipper for the L.A. Dodgers says it's business as usual as Major League Baseball is continuing to investigate illegal gambling by its star player.
Manager Dave Roberts says
business is normal.
His top paid player, MLB superstar Shohei Ohtani, being implicated in a federal gambling probe after an L.A. Times investigative report. Roberts was asked about any team meetings with Ohtani after the story broke about his interpreter allegedly working with an illegal bookie. The interpreter fired the very same day.
Anything with that, can't comment.
A spokesperson for Ohtani originally told ESPN the funds were knowingly transferred to help cover the gambling debt.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.